Hello, hello.
Hello, hey.
Hey,
what's the connection?
Wow, okay, so what's going on with us right now? Okay.
Honestly, I dropped my phone and I tried not to panic, but I did, and then I
hit the button. It felt
so bad.
Oh my word, this is so funny.
I tried to be cool and it didn't work.
No, you're fine. That was smooth. Nobody noticed that you dropped your phone.
Nobody noticed because you can't see.
Okay, so I'm curious about this podcasting thing. Let's talk about podcasts. Okay.
Yeah, let's talk about podcasts. Let's talk about how we don't know what we want to podcast, but we want to be podcasters.
Exactly. Exactly. What the, you know? So how do we, what do we, where start? Where do we go? Like, do we just put shit out there and people just like hear it and they don't mind that they can't see how we look?
Yeah, we're just gonna have to talk about whatever we have to. Okay. We have to figure out what we're gonna talk about. We can talk about different topics.
But we can't.
No, we can.
We can, and one podcast we can.
Yeah.
You know what? We're just gonna let it flow. Like we're doing good. We're fine. Like we're good. Don't panic. I'm just kidding.
Don't sound very sure.
I'll intend.
Oh my god, what if they listen to us and think that we're like on something?
Oh, they're like, they're trash. Throw it all away. Throw your phone away. Throw this podcast away.
Oh, that would really hurt my feelings. You know what?
I know,
okay.
Mine too.
Okay.
Hold on.
I've been thinking.
Yeah. Oh. No, you hold on. I'm just kidding. No, tell me.
I've been thinking, like, wait, what if we do so well and we get famous?
Yes.
And with the fame comes the haters. I'm not gonna be able to deal with that.
I think it'd be so fun.
No, I'm gonna comment. No, that's what I mean. I'm gonna comment every single hater and tell them off.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Well, haters also make us famous. Like if we're that bad, we'll still get famous. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? You know what I mean?
So I should interact with them.
Yes.
Okay. Fuck it. Because I was going to anyways.
Good. Okay. All right. So, step two.
Okay. Are you writing this down?
No, I'm not. I'm not writing anything down. I said love.
That's what I thought.
Complicated stuff, y'all.
Oh my god.
I'm not sure if we're ready for that kind of podcast just yet, but love.
Oh my god. And yeah. I had an idea. And then we can have like little breaks and it's you singing something.
Oh yes. Okay, we can do that.
Oh my god, that made me cream.
Really? Good.
Oh
isn't
yeah.
Isn't that girl's got wet? Not cream. I'm confused. Well, that's still on the topic of love. Oh my god, let's talk about STDs.
All right. What do we know about them? Who has them?
Oh, me, I have herpes. Oh, just kidding.
We're getting real personal, listeners.
Real proud. They're like, damn, they just started their podcast. Look at them on it. No, but no. Let's not talk about any of that.
Disregard.
Yeah, that was bad. No, so volleyball down there in the valley compared to up here is like night and day. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you came up here, you'd be so in love. Like, it's so fun. Like, everybody is, like, friendly about it, too. Like, if you know how to play, like, everyone's, like, they have, like, courts that'll teach you how to play. So, once you learn, then you can...
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Then you can move on to the more advanced, as they say, courts. Did you want to talk about volleyball? I can shut up.
No, that's fine. But that's so sweet. Like, here, if you don't know how to play, they'll literally tell you to get off the court.
Yeah, which I also love. Like, I'm also that level of petty. But still, I agree. Like, people that don't know how to play do also need to learn. Maybe not with advanced players, you know?
But there's a way to say it. You know what I mean?
I agree. No, I agree. I mean, I'll be nice about it. At least I hope I'll be nice about it, you know? But, I mean, here, if somebody doesn't know how to play, I'm like, oh, I was like, you look kind of like a beginner. I was like, I know it's kind of intimidating to play here. I was like, because everybody here is kind of like A and double B. Or etc. I was like, but those courts that are located over there, if you notice, are excellent for you because
this is not
everybody else
good.
Is also on the beginning level, and that's what
if you
are.
If you fucking talk to me like that, I swear to God. pissed. I'd rather you had told me, get off the fucking court, than you come with me with that petty bullshit.
Real petty. So just letting you know, I'm not sure if you noticed that they are at your level and
unless
they look
you
like...
didn't notice? I'm like, yeah, bitch, I noticed. I want to play here.
I'd have been like, okay, well, we're going to move our court elsewhere and you can play by yourself.
I would just follow
okay?
you.
Oh, imagine. Oh, fuck. Yeah, oh, no, I'd be done at that point. I wouldn't know what else to say or do, and I'd be scared.
So. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, but that's just the difference. And I went, and it was just, it was like, I don't know, it was like, it's like whenever I left, volleyball left with me, you know?
Oh, my
so sad.
God. I cannot. If I was there, I'd physically strangle you.
Good. I would love it. It'd make this podcast so better.
Because we're trash.
No, we're not. We're so good.
Focus.
Okay, oh my god, another topic. Kanye West, what the fuck happened to him?
I haven't even kept up with him. I do like his
Neither
song.
Have
I.
Do
it.
I know details? No. I don't.
Do you know that song?
No.
You're such a fucking hoe. I love it.
No, I've never heard it, but it sounds really catchy. Sing it again.
It's so good. You need to
Am I able to
it.
Play a song as we're listening to something?
Yeah. You have to just connect it to your Apple Music.
Okay, I can do that. I have Apple Music.
Me too. You followed me.
Oh, great.
Oh, awkward. Ooh, that was... Different topic. Yes.
Oh. Wow, okay.
It's so good.
I love it. Oh my god, I love it already. Fucking shit, I don't want to love it because I hate him.
Right. But that's a bop.
Yes. I love it. Okay, you can't see me, but I'm like dancing to this right
now.
No,
I know.
Ugh, it sucks, doesn't it? Suck that he's good.
Yeah, it sucks that he makes such great bops. And he's just
it does.
I feel like he's a very lost person at this point. I feel like he's just lost.
Yeah. He's confused. He needs to get out.
He's...
Get it.
That was good.
Thank you.
Oh my god, I did the Valley Girl thing.
What did you do? I love it. That's the original. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, shut up, music. All right. Well, anyway, that was a good little segment of him.
Yeah.
I like that song. And I hate people sharing it to me because I still hate him, but I like his song.
Wait. Question.
Yeah.
How long are podcasts?
What?
How long are podcasts?
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like they're at least like 30 to an hour, and it's already been 8 minutes. I feel like I don't know. I feel like, are we gonna be able to make it?
I mean, I would hope so. I think so.
All right, perfect. Okay, let's get into this business. All right.
No, you know what? I think it'd be so much different. Ew, that was weird. I would think it would be. Oh my god! Okay, give me a chance. Give me another chance. I don't know, maybe. No, I would think it'd be much easier to go for a long amount of time if we were facing each other and could actually see each other, and then no, really, because then you know we're like together and we can brainstorm in front of each other and you know
yeah,
you know what I mean.
I think we can pull this off for sure. And you know what, TBH, for all you people out there, that means to be honest, I feel like this is a good way for us to stay connected. We should probably tell people where we're from.
okay 10 minutes is actually where it starts, y'all. 10 minutes. Give us a second. 10 seconds. Compose yourself, Autumn.
Okay, wait. Don't say that.
Right. Oh, fuck, because I said your name.
No.
You're supposed to introduce yourself.
No, that's not.
My name is Anthony, and I'm from Fort Worth, Texas. Most of my friends call me Hershey because, fun fact, my last name is Hershey. I used to live in the Rio Grande Valley, and if everyone doesn't know where that is, which is 80% of the people here in DFW, that's in the very, very, very bottom of Texas, 10 minutes away from Mexico.
Okay, that was great. Okay, and I'm Autumn, and I live near Mexico, exactly what he described. Where I live. Born and raised, maybe Annenberg, Texas. Mm. Oh, we're in Texas. Maybe people don't know Dallas.
Yep. She's in the bougie area of Annenberg, not the ghetto.
Yes. Mm-hmm. As bougie as it can get, I guess.
Yeah, as bougie as it can be, because we just want to explain that.
Yeah. So it's a bunch of Hispanics here. Uh-huh. Very rare that there's white people.
Very rare.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I feel like we have a good majority of Asian people, like our population.
Yeah, no, that's so weird. Like Filipinos, actually. Is
what it yeah.
Is. Yeah, I'm like, whoa, where'd y'all come from? They all sailed on the ship together. That's dumb to get.
What are you doing? Are you doing something?
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm flipping my other earpiece out, and I just didn't realize it was going to make noise. Sorry.
The entire time I
was talking. Oh, shit. That's so rude. Okay. So keep going. You're... Okay. Go.
Okay. What? Oh.
Do people also call you Fall because your name's Autumn? Is that an occurrence?
No, but oh my gosh, people can't spell my name.
What? Why? It's a season.
Literally. Okay, I go.
It's because you're from the valley. That's
yeah, yeah. So I say, oh, you know, they're like, nay, ma'am. I say, okay, Autumn. And they're always like, huh?
Girl, the motherfucking season, Autumn.
Okay, I even stay Autumn, and I even stay the season. And they're like, oh, okay. Then I get my receipt. And it's literally spelled O-D-O-M, Odom.
Ew, Odom?
Yeah.
Oh my god, isn't that like from Thor?
No, that's Odin.
Odom is a basketball player, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chloe, was it Chloe? Yeah, Chloe Kardashian's ex-hubby. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have to ask you something.
Oh god.
Do you like the Kardashians?
That's such a hard question.
I know.
It's okay. I don't give a shit about them.
Okay. So I can go with that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like whatever they do isn't gonna affect me. So
unless
they can
it's
do whatever
entertaining.
The fuck they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I used to watch the show. It's so good. It's this show does a really good job of being a drama and like sucking you in.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's more so just the like entertainment factor, just because like their whole family and life is just so fucked up.
Yeah.
It's entertaining to watch. And I think that people might mistake that because of their ratings, because of how many followers they have. Mm-hmm. I think most people are just waiting for them to do something else that's fucking stupid and crazy. It's not that they genuinely like them, you know, like them. But,
I don't think it's genuine. Like, I mean, there are stans. Oh my god, there's so many people who genuinely like them.
Yeah.
Yes. But I feel like, yeah, you're right. It's just a business. I mean, Kris Jenner knows that, and it's all about entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how Paris was. Paris Hilton, she was like the stupid, superficial. But she really isn't all that dumb, and she's actually kind of smart. And she
yeah, but I feel like now that time has passed, she's become... I mean, she was always kind of iconic back then.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Now that time has passed, people are like, oh my gosh, that's Paris. Like, she's just
I mean, if she shows up somewhere, it's like, no matter how long it's been, no matter how long we haven't seen her, when she comes up, I mean, we watch and we just, like, we laugh from it and we just throw back, you know?
But. Yeah, exactly. So maybe that'll happen with Kardashians. I don't know. I feel like they try too hard to try to be iconic and try to be different.
That's what it is, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's actually kind of bothers me sometimes. Like when I watch them, I'm like, I just can't do it.
Yeah, it gets cringe.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna stop trying so damn hard. Because, I mean, you know, they're not that extra their entire life, you know?
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
Well, you see. I'm 23 years old, just turned 23.
Congratulations, happy birthday.
Hershey forgot my birthday, but that's okay, it's a different story. That's a different story.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
We're not
going to
get into that right now. We're not going to get into that right now, because apparently he's my quote-unquote, I'm doing air quotes, best friend. He couldn't even hit me with a text.
It's okay. Nothing. No, that's why I told you the last person that texted you is the most special. It's the first.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I'm not gonna get into it because I'm starting to get heated. Anyways.
No, get heated. I love it. Okay. I'll start egging you on. Fuck me up.
Oh my god. In case you couldn't tell, he's not straight.
Who?
Oh.
Oh, yes, I am.
This is awkward.
Wow.
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 I'm shook.
Let's
bring
your boyfriend out.
No, he's probably asleep, and if I wake him up, he kind of turns into a person. So.
Oh, he's asleep?
Yeah, he is.
Oh.
He just fell asleep.
Oh my god. When we get him on the podcast, y'all are going to probably either love him or hate him.
Yeah. We usually get both of those. And there's really no in between. Like, he's either tolerated or not at all. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. That's what
I don't even know where you stand at this point.
I don't know. Because the whole birthday thing really threw me off. So.
What birthday thing? For me?
Yeah.
So
I don't know where I stand with you.
Oh, shut your face hole. Don't even start. When's my birthday then? If we're gonna talk about this, when's mine? And don't go to Facebook either.
No, I'm not. It's in It's in June.
When is it? Nope.
No, it's July.
Yep.
It's July because I remember the story that how you always had birthday parties.
Okay, that's
and your
cute.
Friends...
What day it is?
Okay, you have to give me a hint. Double digits or not?
I'm not doing that. If you're gonna be petty and question our best friendship,
bitch,
and then
you don't even know my fucking month. Don't even
October
start.
5th.
I at least know it's your summer baby.
Okay, you didn't even give me a chance to pretend that it was in October.
Bitch, if I didn't call you out, you would have not sent me a text this month. Next month. Next month. So don't fucking start.
Yes, I would have. October, fall, autumn, duh.
You just made that shit up right now, and I hope the listeners at home can hear that bullshit in your voice.
Hold up. Oh my god, I just came to like an epiphany. Your mom named you Autumn because your birthday is in October, which is the like beginning of fall. Wow, I'm shook.
Okay, fun fact, fun little story.
Uh-huh.
I was supposed to be born in September, like 20 something, I don't know, but I didn't want to come out, so I stayed
really?
In my mom. That sounds weird.
Yeah,
but I stayed in the oven, and thank god I stayed in that oven, because you know what she would have named me?
What?
She would have named me Nike.
Ew.
Just do it.
Who is your mom?
So she played for, did I tell you she played for Pan Am? Basketball?
No. What? No.
Yeah.
Oh, so... Okay, that's like a really cool thing. Yeah, by the way, she's like, was a senator. Not sure if you knew that.
A senator?
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, she was like mayor of this town, but it's like, whatevs.
I know, but that's, fine. You don't need to know that.
She's like fucking royalty, but it's okay. No big deal.
Did you know I'm a princess? Like, straight up, a princess. That's what I am. Yeah. Well,
I'm here struggling in college as a princess. Yep.
Oh, shit. Well, you're in college. I am not. So, there's
but
that.
You could go back.
I'm scared.
You're not.
I'm just kidding. No, I mean, I'll be fine.
Yeah. Anyways, okay. So, your birthday is... For some reason, I don't know why I want to say 17th.
Nope.
Totally off.
Yep.
But at least I know you're a summer baby.
Well, there goes that. No, my birthday's July 13. Yours is October 5. Okay, we got that figured out. Everything's fine.
Okay, we're best friends again?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Good. Jesus.
Ugh. God. Ugh. Wait, your birthday is July 13th.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god, I was just 4 days away. I'm fucking good.
You are. That was actually a pretty good guess. Let me guess yours now.
You know. Oh my god, I hate you.
L O L.
Oh my god, we got to 20 minutes.
I know. See, I told you we could do it. We're good. Slave ships were so overcrowded that slaves were forced to lay in their own waste, hoping for the extremely slim chance they would be taken above deck and allowed to bathe.
What the fuck?
That's a fun fact.
That wasn't in my notes.
No, I just read that on Facebook. But yeah, fun fact.
You're on Facebook.
No, I'm not. I'm devoted to our podcast.
What? He's probably watching funny videos and tagging me.
No, I'm not. I promise. No, I'm on Facebook. I'm not on it anymore.
Okay, well, now I'm on Instagram.
Are you serious right now?
Oh my god.
Wow.
Okay, okay. Why did your mom name you Anthony?
Well, she almost named me Herschel, so thank God she chose Anthony.
Oh,
yeah, that's what she almost named me. She almost named me Herschel. Herschel,
I'm
Hershey.
Sorry, I'm sorry if there's any Herschels out there.
I'll imagine that's all we have listening to our podcast. Three Herschel.
They were subscribed and everything. They were listeners.
Unsubscribed. Loses three followers instantly. Oopsie. Sorry. Dude, that name is so whack. Herschel Hershey.
Yeah, no, that's the only reason why I'm laughing, because your last name, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and it would have been Herschel Paul Hershey. Ew, why?
The Paul fucking
me. Yeah, what was that?
That was a spit take. Anyways, oh, yeah. So, why Anthony? Like, did someone was like, hey, sweetie.
She didn't tell me. She was just like, I really like that name. And then as we got older, I started, I mean, what was my dad and her divorced, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, moving on. Oh, and she was like dating, and like all her boyfriends and et cetera were black. So I was like, you know, Anthony's a predominantly black name. So I was like, wonder if she cheated on my daddy with a black boy and his name was Anthony. But I don't want to think that far because that's really fucked up. But whatever.
That'd be so juicy.
I know, I would.
I would love that.
Yeah, no, I mean, my mom likes some black. So, yeah, that's what happened.
Oh my god, by the way.
What happened? You're black.
Oh, I wish.
Same.
By the way, it's hashtag National Coming Out Day.
When?
Today. It was today.
Oh, are you for really?
I promise.
Oh my god, I should have came out. I don't think anybody knows I'm gay.
We should give them a heads up, I think.
I know. Oh my god.
Yeah, but yay, congrats. Yay, I don't know what you say to somebody.
Oh my god, so there was like the most like feminine guy ever. His name's Dylan. And yes, I'm going to call him out. I hope he hears the podcast. But anyway, he's like...
Share directly to him.
Imagine, tag him on Facebook. Anyway, but everybody and their mothers knew this fool was gay. And so then he like comes out on Facebook and he's real dramatic about it. Like posts a picture of him as a child. And then on the opposite, like he does like a collage and the other one's like him as an adult. And like he does like a 300 page worded essay. It was worded, not page, because you can't do pages on Facebook. Anyway, so he did a 300 worded thing, and like him coming out and was like, I know nobody knows that I'm gay, but I just can't live like this anymore. Like, I'm just so happy that I'm finally able to express myself and be who I truly was meant to be. I was like, oh hunty, everybody knew this. Yeah, I was like, that ain't no shocker. And everybody was commenting, like all the gay boys are like, oh, this is just coming out now, oh okay. Yeah, it was. Yeah. But yeah, haven't you noticed that, though? Everybody says the same thing. Sorry, here you go.
What? Everybody says the same thing. What?
Just the same thing. Like, I'm just so tired of being caged in the dark, and now I can finally be myself and shut the fuck
real
up.
Real like real college essay trying to get into
it's like so exactly like so dramatic. I'm like, damn, like, you know, you've been living this lifestyle for at least 4 years and now you're comfortable to come out, so don't start.
Anyway, okay, but since hashtag National Coming Out Day, I didn't know that you were gay until well, it was during volleyball. Like, you would do little things.
Yeah. You would do little things. Like, what would I do?
You
what'd
know, like, suck some dick on court. And I was like, okay.
Oh, she went there. Okay.
No, damn. No, but I don't know how to explain. Let's cut that out.
Oh my god. Is there a way to trim this? No, I'm kidding. So what happened? When did you know?
That's what she said. Okay, so he would just do like little things. Like, let's say you hit the ball and you got a kill. You wouldn't make it, you're not flamboyant like at all, but you would just do like little, like, you know what I
mean? Yep, it fell.
Little,
okay.
Just little sassy.
Yeah.
Or, oh my gosh, or you would always, I don't know if you still do, you used to swipe your pretend hair.
I still do that shit, and it drives me crazy, because I'll, like, watch replays, and I see myself doing, I'm like, stop doing that. Or I'll, like, start paint, like, on my eyebrows, I'll start just, like, I don't know, smoothing them out, and I just, oh.
Yes.
And did I you hear that? Like... There was a ghost.
Oh, my God. Spooky.
You haven't seen that video of the little girl? When she passes gas and she's like, oh my god, that was the ghost.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I straight up did that like long enough. I was like, oh shit, there goes the fucking podcast.
Trying
to go with it.
Halloween.
You're trying to be my hype woman.
Oh, that one was good.
Oh my god. Yeah, Halloween.
I was like, wow, that was really spooky.
Like, he's fucking random.
No. Oh my god. Oh my god. We have to do that from now on.
Wow.
We gotta keep it.
We have to. Oh my god, did you hear that? Oh my god. Oh my god, sorry, I just got scared. There's like a random cat that just climbed into my yard. Ooh.
Wait, you're outside or is that just an excuse?
Oh no, I'm outside. What? Mm-hmm. I'll get all serious.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Wow.
I know. It's really cold outside already.
Oh,
did you say coughing?
Yeah, I'm laughing so much. I'm gonna. Oh, I'm gonna start coughing soon.
Bronchitis from coughing. It's happened.
It sounds like bronchitis.
Did I say bronchitis? Oh my god, I think Michael's using my teeth now.
Ooh. All right.
Oh, excuse me. Did you hear that, ghost? Oh my god, I think I heard something.
Oh, but how did you and Michael find each other?
Find each other. Whoa, strong choice of words. Ironically, his best friend was trying to get hooked up with me. Her name's Annika. Love her to death, but the girl is loud. Still love her. Anyway, he was trying to, like, help get us hooked up or whatever the fuck. And anyway, me and Michael just kind of like fell for each other. We had to like keep it kind of a secret. And then Annika tried to tell me like she had a lot of feelings for me. And I was like, well, I have a lot of feelings for your best friend. How about it?
So. Oh my gosh. We have to get Annika on that. That would be a juicy podcast.
Oh shit.
All it four would be. Of us?
Imagine.
Oh my god, please.
It'll be like a trial. I just saw How to Get Away with Murder. It'd be so good.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, oh my god, do you watch that show?
No, I will. I heard it's so fucking good though.
No, honestly, it's like, please get into it because it's so delicious. It's so good. The actors, actresses, the cases, the randomness of it.
Yeah, I'm so down.
And the twist. There's so many twists in that show.
Is it on Netflix?
It is. It definitely is. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. Swag. Swag.
Swag. Oh, what song is that? Swag.
There's a lot of songs with swag in it.
I know.
That's what I was like.
Just that one. Just the one song. Okay, play me your favorite song right now. Just do it.
Comment down below. Oh, wait, they can't comment.
Oh. Wait, comment live.
Comment live. Literally no listeners live.
How do we know if they're listening?
I don't know. I think no, that's not how it works.
Oh shit. We have to finish our recording.
Yeah. Yes, sweetie.
Oh. I'm gonna hear some other ones. I probably won't last though.
Yeah.
Like I'll get bored because ours is so much more interesting.
Oh my gosh. Is there some way that you can send it to me, like personally?
What? Send what to you? Oh my god.
Like all the ones that we've done. Have they saved?
I think so. Wait, but this one's on yours, isn't it?
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah.
Did I call you? Or you called
me?
Yeah.
No, you called me and I answered.
Okay.
Right?
I don't remember. We've done it. We were going back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so do you think we should talk more? Do you think this is a good place to end it? What are your thoughts?
What are your thoughts? I mean, I don't know. I can talk until my fucking 20,000. I'm fine. But I just don't. I want to like stay interesting, and I think like 30 minutes is a good time. Because like, yeah, if we go longer, we're gonna have to be like we're gonna be an hour podcast team rather than just like a 30-minute podcast team. You know?
Yeah. We gotta provide consistency.
Yeah, exactly.
So 30 minutes?
30 minutes. This is Hershey's tea and Autumn's leaves. Okay, we have to figure out like a really good like ending.
We have to figure out an intro and we have to figure out an outro.
Yeah.
Okay. this is Autumn Bottom signing off. Autumn Bottom signing off.
Now. This is Hershey's Cursies.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm signing off.
What's her names combined? Maybe.
Chocolate pumpkin.
Chocolate ops? No.
No. Let's get away from the food. Ew.
Anthony and Autumn?
Anthony and Autumn. I love it. AA.
Basic.
Alcoholic awareness.
I was about to say alcoholic. No, that's not alcohol anonymous.
Oh, fuck. Awareness. Oopsie.
That's okay. They know that we don't drink. Well, drink, though.
We do drink.
Never mind. Never to the point. Anyways.
Oh, no. I get you.
Okay. So, you like that, Anthony Autumn?
Yes. Or Autumn and Anthony? I like Autumn and Anthony.
Autumn and Anthony? Anthony and Autumn. Which one? They're both
Autumn
kind of
and
hard.
Anthony. Hey, look. Like, so, you don't do the intramural thing anymore?
Yeah.
You do? Oh, okay. Did you win this one?
No.
Oh, wow. All sad. No. Yeah, because I saw a picture and I didn't see you in it, so I just wanted to be petty to hear you say you didn't win.
Wow. Wow, that was very snake of you.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Imagine how embarrassing though if I fucking lied. I'm like, yeah, we won.
Oh, I'm like, really? Because I just saw their page post to year at camp.
That would have been
so
awkward.
Oh, call you out on it.
I'm an honest person, okay?
Oh, sorry, I'm doing the twist my headphone thing again. Did you hear that?
Yep, loud and clear.
Sorry.
It was crisp. I'm doing this.
Good. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Oh my god. Am I gonna have to like edit this by myself?
Oh my god. Okay, so people are so dramatic. So on the volleyball page, you know how like the world championships are going on right now with like Italy, Japan, Serbia, Netherlands, everyone? Anyway, so Brazil didn't make it, right? And then on the volleyball page, it's like in Brazil, everything is sadness and desolation. Japan did what it had to do and eliminated Brazil. I'm like, okay. Can we calm down?
Because whoa, like it's life and death.
I know, it's like everything is sadness and desolation. I'm like, whoa.
Oh strong my choice God. Of words. That's my new Twitter bio.
Everything is sadness and desolation. Signing
that's
out.
My life.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, that's beautiful.
Let's do it.
Like, we'll always try to end, like, we'll do it in a way that we're trying to end it light, but our words are just so depressing.
All right, guys, everything is sadness and desolation. Signing off, this is Hershey and
Autumn.
All
right.
See you all in the next podcast.
Yep. Don't worry, they get better.
They will. Stay with us, y'all. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye, boo. Love you.
Bye. Love you.